The first topic we're talking about is the best athlete living, male or female.
Best living athlete, male or female?
Or female together? Not
male or female.
Oh,
and can we get two? Can we get two? Can we get
now? You got to pick one. You got to pick one. So I see how y'all. It seemed like y'all a little confused, but to me, it's simple. It's easy. I'm gonna say Serena Williams.
She was definitely right there. Is that I? But I.
I'm back on the road. I'm back on the road. I'm back in that mode. In the trap with them bows, yeah. Can't sell a hold and I'm breaking it down long as packers get sold, yeah. Keeping with Chev on the phone cause they put a 10 pack on the hold, yeah. But I just took a 8 out of Wells. Heard it plucks in the play through the mill. Quarterback making plays in the field. Got my weight up on niggas, I'm breaking the scale. Put that pen in for real. Came from the mud and they hear me still.
So I check out the Wrong Agenda Podcast.
This is the Wrong Agenda Podcast.
Yo, 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 this your boy, OG Leak, and you are rocking with the Wrong Agenda Podcast. We back for another episode. I got my co-host with me, Justelle. We here, you know what I'm saying? And we got our special guest we got to bring back when we talk about these heavy topics. My boy Smoot in the building. Let's get it, man. So what we talking about?
The first topic we're talking about is the best athlete living, male or female.
Best living athlete, male or female?
Or female together? Not
male or female.
Oh,
man, can we get two? Can we get two? Can we get
you got to pick one. You got to pick one.
One.
So I see how y'all. It seemed like y'all a little confused, but to me, it's simple. It's easy. I'm gonna say Serena Williams.
She was definitely right there. That was definitely up there. That's your pick?
That's my pick. That's who I'm running with. Serena Williams, hands down, the GOAT.
Is Serena Williams undefeated?
She's not undefeated, but I know she does have more titles for tennis players than male or female. So she's the GOAT if you're talking about tennis. And then on top of it, I mean, I thought about Tom Brady because of what happened, obviously, recently. Mm-hmm. He has more titles than any other team. But I feel like Tom Brady can rely on other people because it's more of a team sport. And Serena can't. It's just her. She out there doing what she got to do for herself. She got like 23 Grand Slams. I think it's like 14 singles or Grand Slam finals or something like that. And she has like
his homework.
Another 14 with her sister. Yeah, I had to do my homework because, you know, when you talk about greatness, you got to come correct with the facts. So
that's a fact.
I got to give it to Serena, hands down. I get Michael and LeBron and all that, but nobody putting numbers up like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you we talking about that's still alive of all time, bro. That's a hard one.
If we talking numbers, it ain't that hard. If you start it looking at so. Serena numbers.
It is though, because you got to think of certain NBA players with a bunch of rings and all of that. You got to think about
who's your pick, Lee.
I don't know, bro.
I mean,
because for me, I'm looking at it as, is it just that one sport that they mainly play? Because there's some that play multiple sports and still did their thing, or went on to acting and did their thing. You get what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. You go first, bro. I
had Serena there. I got Tiger there. And I was debating it. But I had to go with Floyd. And I'm going to tell you why. Because like the whole Brady thing, I get it. But the same reason why he couldn't give it to Brady is the same reason why I couldn't give it to Brady is because he does rely on other people. Like if there's no Gronk or whoever around, mm-hmm. I don't know. He's don't get me wrong. He's one of the dopest quarterbacks to ever do it. But it's still a team game. So if I go greatest athlete, I can't pick someone from a team game and really be like, you know. So that's why I had Serena, Tiger, and Mayweather. Now I'll tell you why I went with Mayweather.
Yeah, please explain this to me.
It's simple. The man is undefeated in his sport.
Yeah.
So simple as that is like, if I'm going to call someone one of the best athletes, it's going to boil you down to what's your win-lose ratio, how great are you in dominating your sport. And hands down, obviously, he dominated his sport completely. Tiger, he dominated. Serena, she dominated, but they both took losses at some point. So, to me, I have to give it to Mayweather just off of that alone.
Damn.
I respect that. The reason why, because I had Mayweather there. I had Mayweather there as well. But my thing is that my technicality with Mayweather is that he didn't fight the great fighters in their prime. So that's the only reason why I took Mayweather away, because more of what Serena's doing, she has to beat the best people at that time to win a Grand Slam.
Yeah,
she
but
can't choose who she wants to play.
That's
and
a
I feel
point.
Like Mayweather was strategically, I mean, again, he 50-0, I get it, but I feel like he was strategically picking who he wanted to fight when he wanted to fight.
You see, so I agree with you 100% on that, because that's my biggest gripe with Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I have to take the personal feelings out of it of, you know, the ducking or whatever you do, and just say, is that part of the game? If you are allowed to choose your people, do you choose the people you can beat? Because the name of the game is winning, not beating the best. Technically, the name of the game is winning. That's what you want to do. So if you're like, this is from the Art of War, actually, if you're a general, it's not about who you fight. It's about how many wins. Your job is to win.
Mm-hmm.
So a smart general doesn't pick a fight that he don't think he can win, because he wants to keep his wins up. You don't want the possibility of losing. So that makes him a better. So to me, that was makes him a great athlete, is he plays the game and he makes it happen. He makes it happen. He mastered the game. He went up in weight class. He went down in weight class. He did whatever he had to do when he had to do it, and kept his record undefeated.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that is a fact, and I agree with that. At the end of the day, it's 50. It's 50 with zero losses. Like, not many people can say that they're undefeated in any sport, especially in a one-man sport. So I give you that.
Right.
I give you that.
Leak frozen.
Yeah, I'm froze, because it's like, I agree with both of y'all, like, and I'm trying to think of somebody that even compares to the two.
Tiger was good, though. That was my three. Tiger, Serena, and Floyd.
Yeah, but Tiger came back. He came back and started dominating again just to prove that he can do it. And I feel like Serena's the same way. She can step in there and do it at any time. And Mayweather, he showed he'd take a year off and come back and still do it. They all do that.
Yeah,
I don't know about Mayweather, man. If he stepped back in there with the wrong person, you know, he talking about, you know, Jake Paul and all that.
I don't even listen to that.
Right. They're not boxers, but when you're in that boxing ring, everybody has a puncher's chance. You can't be 150 and fight somebody at 210.
Nah, you're right.
The same thing you're going to do.
Okay, but if he pulls it off, does that not add to his greatness?
As long as he doesn't get knocked out and he knows how to score his points, he's good.
Yeah, it's a point game.
I think it's unfair for Mayweather. I think it's going to be a lose-lose. If he wins, it's like you're supposed to beat him. If he loses, it's like, oh, my God, you let him beat you? So it's a lose-lose for him if he fights somebody like freaking Logan Paul or Jake Paul. It's going to be a lose-lose.
I mean, you expect him to win. Yeah, anyway, you do.
Yeah, anyway.
So what about that whole 50 thing? You don't think that's even – that shouldn't even happen?
It's great for entertainment, but it's not boxing. It's not real boxing.
I think you should leave that to the celebrities. Leave those type of exhibitions to the celebrities, man, and the older fighters. I feel like Floyd could still get in there and fight some of these younger kids. I feel like he can in his weight class. I don't want to see him fight somebody 210 pounds. It's not going to be good for him. Regardless if he wins or loses, it's not going to be good. So don't waste that one loss on somebody that you should not lose to, because you shouldn't be in the ring.
That's true. I'm going to just say that, oh, man, I can't pick one, bro. I gotta pick both of them that y'all pick, because there's no way I agree with y'all too much.
I respect that pick, though, Dale. I respect the Mayweather pick. Undefeated. I respect that. I thought this was a landslide. I thought I was going to come in here with Serena. But that was a good pick. I give you that. That was a good pick.
All right, cool. I mean, Serena was definitely on my list. Like, I was debating, like, just because of the reason that you said, like, she has no choice. There's no running. You have to face the top of the top regardless. So that's like, that counts for something. That counts to have to face the top competitor no matter what.
You have to. And it's crazy because her numbers are better than anyone who played the sport. She has, I think, 23 Grand Slams. And if you look at the men, I think it's Roger. Federer and then Nadal. Yeah. Both of them have 20. So they have three less than her.
And what about her sister?
And I think
though?
They played longer.
She's really a beast at it.
Yeah, she had 127 matches and she only lost 29. She won 98 of them. In regards to having it be of some type of award, like Grand Slam, Olympics, etc.
Bro, I tried to play tennis one time.
Oh, it's over. I tried that shit too.
Mm. Yeah, that shit sucks. I
saw it. It's no good. No good.
I actually played tennis when I first moved to Atlanta. It was me and my homegirl against this random dude and his daughter. We got smoked. We got smoked, boy. And we had to buy them coffee. Got smoked. I never played tennis after that again.
Yeah, bro. No joke.
Yo, bro, no when joke. You grew up at, they didn't even have tennis courts, bro. I don't even know why you did that.
Listen, here's the misconception. When you say that you're an athlete, you think that you can play all sports, right? Nah. Some of these sports ain't for us. I ain't going to lie. Especially, out the hood.
I thought Nate could do it, bro. I ain't going to hold you. I'm going to say that. I thought Nate could do it. Because he's an athlete.
I'm not talking about Nate.
I'm just saying. But boxing,
Only person who could do it is Bo Jackson, man. He played all the sports.
I'm going to follow you.
Master Pete.
Nate is a good athlete. Nate is good all-around athlete.
Except for boxing
ain't that.
He can play football, though. The nigga nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Bo Jackson, nice. Man. He played baseball. He played football. Like, he the man. But everybody else, I guess, master your sport. If you could, I don't know, man. That just – don't go to boxing. That ain't a good idea. Play something else. Play something else. Yeah, but you don't play boxing.
You don't play boxing at all.
Oh man! All right. So
even the professionals learn from that, trying to play with boxing after their time.
I gotta ask this question. What do you think his recovery period is gonna be like? Like, how long is it gonna take for him to recover from this? Is he ever gonna recover?
Wait, you think he's gonna box again in life?
No, I'm just saying recover.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant like to get back in the ring. I was about to say,
nah.
He's going down 0-1 in history. That's his record.
Do people still want to? Are people still going to pay attention to him? Do people still want to look at and play anything?
Play any basketball, sport? Maybe.
I didn't even think that. I think they said that he was like blackballed from the league or something like that, and he's just playing in the Big Three. I don't even think he's going to go back to the Big Three, man.
I mean, I'm not going to
miss it. He thinks it's over, so his career is done.
I don't know. I think
too much of a hit. He got to go acting now? He got to be the new
I think. I think he got to go YouTube now.
He might do commentary. YouTube. Yeah, he might do commentary.
Bro, he might got to stick with YouTube.
He got to come on Jake Paul's show?
Oh, man. Damn. All right. We're moving on. This guy violating Nate.
Damn, son. How long did he train for that fight?
How long did he sleep after the fight? Or during the fight, let's just say.
He was sleeping during the fight.
He was sleeping coming to the ring.
He went down like a ton of bricks.
Now, it does take a lot to even get in the ring. Like, I admire that. Like, it take a lot to even get in that ring.
Nah, but fuck you that. I ain't giving him that. I don't want to hear that.
You got to give him that,
to get in that ring. Nah, man.
Bro, you got to give him that.
No, I'm not giving him that. Nah.
I lost money, bro. I'm not giving him that.
So we're not giving him points for showing up.
He could have ran around, bro.
Yo, that's what's wrong.
We're not giving him points for showing up.
That's what's wrong with the world today. Too many participation trophies. No, you go in there and that happens. No, I'm not giving you. Not giving you nothing, bro.
You've been watching Cobra Kai, huh? No,
I haven't, but no, man. Like too much going on, man. Like no, man. Like let's stop making excuses. For people saying just I tried, no man, you did bad. Yeah. Let's admit it. You trash.
It shouldn't have been there in the first place.
So I'm not making an excuse. I'm just acknowledging the fact that he showed up. Is that an excuse? I'm just saying that he showed up. I applaud him for doing something that he's not used to doing. He didn't do it at a high level, but he tried. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
No, you want to give somebody.
You know what's funny? Let me say this. This is what's funny.
Showing up is Gucci. He showed up to the battle and he didn't have to. That's the only person I'm giving points to.
Here's the funny thing about that whole Nate fight, right? From my timeline, when it was about to start, everybody's like, yo, Nate about to smoke Paul. Everybody on Nate's side, everybody's cool with it. Everybody, yo, look, Nate's going to beat him up. And then the minute Nate got spanked,
why would he even get in there, bro? As soon as he got knocked out, before he hit the ground, it was a challenge. Come on, son. Nah.
He turned on Nate really quick.
Real quick.
He earned it, though.
When he got in the ring, he kind of froze up and all that training went out the window.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. I sympathize with that part. But you got to admit you got smoked, bro. It's like if I go out right now on the skateboard and I wipe out, I'm not going to be like, well, you know, you got to applaud me for getting on the skateboard. No, nigga, I'll bust my ass and laugh. This shit, I'm dumb. I failed, bro. I eat that.
That's a fact.
So if Nate announces another fight, are y'all watching it?
No, absolutely not.
Bro, if he announces another fight, bro. Like,
absolutely not.
You know what? No, I'm going to watch it.
Absolutely not.
I'll give him a second chance. I'm going to root for him.
Okay, this segue into my next question. Are you going to applaud him for trying it again or no?
Do I applaud him for it?
For trying it again. Now that we know he got spanked.
I get if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. Right. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, bro, he ain't got it. It's
I'll just say either you brave or you stupid. We'll find out. And that's it.
Either you're brave or you stupid.
All right, before we get off this boxing topic, I just want to say your boy Dante Wilder, he's back, and I think he's going to do some great things, man. I want to see him fight again. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to skip over that one. I'm not even going to give you
y'all going to leave that one alone?
I'm not giving you nothing on Dante Wilder.
Come on, son.
Now, I'll be honest with you. If you want me to comment on Wilder, I'm going to just say this. If he's not fighting Fury, don't care.
So you want to see a part three?
Have to. That's the only way you redeem yourself. If you go in there and knock him out, you could redeem yourself. Otherwise, right, but then that means
they
got to
fight again and they got to do a part four.
Right? I'm fine with that. But you go in there.
The first one was a tie. Second one, he lost.
All right. Hold on. The first one was technically a tie, but we know he won that fight.
He knocked him down twice.
What guy you know get knocked down twice and still get a draw? That's BS. So whatever. If he wins the next fight and they want to fight again, whatever. But he has to win definitively or else I do not care. I do not care.
So he got to knock him out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he got knocked out or worse because he got smacked.
All right, Wilder. You hear me, man. You hear that. Let's make it happen, bro.
And I'm not saying he doesn't want to do it because he's expressed that he wants that fight. And I'm going to watch it. I'll be there for
him. I ain't on the front. I want that fight, too.
Yeah, but anything less than that, I don't want to see it.
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't even want to see that fight again.
No, you don't think you can do it?
It's not even about what I think he can. They already fought two times. And to me, it was nothing special. I feel like Fury is a better fighter, a better boxer.
It was something special the second time, just not for him.
Yeah, I think Fury is a way better boxer I would like to see him fight Anthony Joshua.
Ooh, Wilder or Fury?
Wilder. Wilder. I think their boxing styles are similar. I think it'll be like a slugfest. That'll be more entertaining.
But I feel like that's like the battle of the losers. Like, well, Joshua got his redemption in a way. Wilder needs his redemption
first.
Joshua
got put out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They both, that's like the battle of the losers at that point. Like, we want to see the redemption first, and then I want to see them go at it. When they were both undefeated, it was good.
This is my thing. It's because they both recently lost that the interest has kind of died down in that fight. But when they were at their peaks, they should have just fought.
Yeah, when they were undefeated, I wanted to see it. But after I seen...
And they played around too much, and now it's not as appealing.
After I seen Joshua get mopped up by somebody who looked like he make pizzas, like the dude looked like he just make pizza, and he washed him. Yo. And then I seen Fury come in, who looked like he ain't seen a treadmill in 7 years, and mopped Wilder. I don't want to see these guys fight.
Yo, you know what it is? They underestimate their opponents when they see them. They're like, all right, we ain't got to work out as hard. We ain't got to do as much.
You got all the muscles in the world.
Same thing. You get
beat up by the deli man. Come on, man.
The deli man. That's what you're going to call him?
Yeah. The deli man and the pizza guy. Come on, man.
Yeah. So what fights are y'all looking forward to watching?
The mom and pop. Anything with Gervonta Davis.
I want to see him fight. What's my boy's
Ryan
name?
Garcia.
No. Oh. I do want to see that, but I think he's going to win that fight.
Terrence Crawford.
And the other dude, Spence.
Spence.
Mm-hmm. And you know who I like?
Danny.
Danny Garcia is cool. I'm talking about what's the little young dude?
Who, Ryan? The one who be under
Stevenson? What's his name?
Stevenson.
Shakur?
Shakur Stevenson.
Yeah, he's dope. He's coming up. He's dope.
He's dope.
So anything with Tank, basically. Tank in the top five.
Anything with Tank, bro. Tank is my man. I
want to see Tank and Spence go at it. I want to see that.
I like Tank because he takes the fights. He takes the fights that the people want to see.
Yeah.
He don't back down.
He's not afraid. And he trains hard, bro. He works hard. He trains hard. And it is what it is.
Listen, Spence and Tank, that would be my dream. I just want to see that. I want to see that happen. I want to see that happen.
Take the fight.
It could go either way. Like, Tank's power is crazy, and Spence's technique is crazy. So I don't know who's going to win that.
Yeah, I would like to see that one. That'd be
bro, I'm with my man Tank.
I probably have to go with Tank, too. I ain't going to
hold you. I don't know, man. I probably would just not even pick on that one. I just got to let that one ride.
I'm Tank all the way, bro.
That's like when your mans catch beef with your mans from two different towns. And they're gonna scrap down. You gotta just be like, y'all just gonna have to do that, bro. I can't get in the middle. Y'all just gotta handle it.
Y'all gotta shoot the fair one, no grabbing. When y'all get on the floor, y'all gotta stand it up.
Exactly. We just need a clean fight. Like, just get it out, get it over with.
That's it.